Now let's begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 to 34. Listen to the following conversation.
Walter, why haven't you been coming to Professor Crosley's anthropology class?
What do you mean? I've been there every morning.
Every morning? But, oh, I get it. You must be in the professor's morning class in cultural anthropology. I'm in her afternoon class in social anthropology. So tell me, how do you like her class?
Oh, it's very interesting. So far we've been studying the art, the architecture, and the tools of different cultures. And this Saturday, our class is going down to the local museum. They're having an exhibit of the artifacts of the early inhabitants of this area.
Your class has quite a different focus from mine. We're studying social relations in groups. For example, this week we've been talking about marriage customs and family life in a number of societies, including our own.
So what's your opinion of Professor Crosley?
Well, she asks her students to do a lot of work. We're going to have two tests and two research papers, but she's a fascinating lecturer. I've never taken an anthropology course before, but I'm glad I decided to take her course.
Yeah, same for me. In fact, I never thought of anthropology as an interesting subject, but now I sure do.
Number 31. What do the two speakers have in common? Number 32. When does the woman's class meet? Number 33. Which of the following topics would most likely be discussed in the man's class? Number 34. What had the man's opinion of anthropology been before this term?